Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
give me a D.
D!
Give me an O.
O!
Give me a U.
U!
Give me a G.
G!
What's that spell?
Lee Baines!
What? Okay, it's Friday, Patrick.
It is, Jim.
The first Friday of the new year, and...
First Friday of 2018.
That's right. And we've been talking all week about some of our favorite songs and albums of 2017.
Just kind of kick off the year by looking back, I guess, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
What a year it was in music. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And... yesterday, we talked about my favorite album of 2017.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Which was Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs.
Sam Lisker and the Iron Lungs.
No. And then today, we're going to hear from your favorite album of 2018. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And the band name for the band that you're going to play is kind of similar, at least in construct.
Yeah, it is. Man, if anyone listens to this
it's
podcast...
It's not the Mighty Mighty Boston's, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, it's
reconsidering?
Not.
Reconsidering? Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Did they put an album out
no,
this
I
year?
No, I don't think so. I just assume that you listen to that every year.
I don't
want to
offend anyone. All right, no, that's all I'm saying.
All right.
Jim, you know, if you've listened to this podcast at all this year, or even semi-regularly, you probably heard me say something about my spiritual brother, Doug Mulvihill. And
yes.
The album he turned us on to somewhere during this year. What time was it? It was like somewhere at one point. But he got real excited and said, you got to check out Lee Baines the Third and the Glory Fires, their album Youth Detention on Don Giovanni Records. And I did. And he was right, man. I just fell head over heels in love with this record. It's, I'm going to say some stuff I'm going to regret right now. But it's like the London Calling of Alabama punk rock records, Jim.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how high this praise is. I mean, if you take all the Alabama punk rock records and you put them together, this is the London Calling. And the thing that's impressed me most about the band, Jim, is that they seem very much in motion, very much active, right? If you follow them on Twitter, follow them on any social media platform, if you listen to their records, this record was apparently done like a few years back, right? They've had these songs forever. So they have a lot of material. They're constantly in motion. They remind me from a drive standpoint of the Minutemen. So that hits right at my heart, right? They put out a double record. They have a lot of songs. They have a lot to say. And on election day, during the special election for, the Senate seat in Alabama, when Roy Moore was up for that, they drove around in the back of a pickup truck playing their songs like old school. So they're constantly in motion. They'll probably come and play in your family room.
All right.
You know? And also, you know, to reference our earlier conversation about most played, there's a song on the Glory Fires record, Youth Detentions. It's called Whitewash. Why don't we start with that?
Okay.
I don't wanna be
great.
Yeah, man, it's pretty good. You know, kind of reminds me of a mix of all the greats. John Cougar.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And Joe Strummer. So it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
A little Dee Boone in there as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can hear that.
Yeah. So that's it, man. Youth Detention, Lee Baines at the Glory Fires, buy it on vinyl, people. It's my favorite record of the year.
All right. It's a great pick.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of songs in it. You get a lot for your money here. Yeah. It has 17 songs.
It's amazing, right?
And they don't all sound like that. We're going to hear another one later, right?
Yeah,
there's some rocking stuff.
Oh, man. There's some ripping stuff on this record, folks. Yeah. Yeah.
What else did you like from this
year? Well, I'll tell you, Jim, I liked a record by Priests.
Yeah, that's
a
good one.
DC band, right?
Yep.
Really, really good. I like the Sheer Mag record a lot, too.
Yep.
Vagabond was really good.
Okay.
There was a record by Jay Somm.
Yes.
And I actually bought that one on vinyl, and I liked that one so much. Marissa Anderson put out a record, a guitar record that I liked a lot this year. Songhoi Blues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We played them once.
Yeah,
that's really good.
It was a really, really good African record. I mean, there was a lot of records. Yeah.
So many.
Right. There was a lot. I think there was a record put out this year by Lord. Did you hear that? It's been topping kind of the critics chart.
Yes. And I like that, too.
Did you? I haven't heard it.
Yeah. It's quite good. And then, of course, there's the Kendrick Lamar that everybody's talking about.
Right. Damn.
Yeah. It really, it's a funny thing, because if you asked me a few hours ago today, I was sort of like, what were some of the big records of the year? And and it wasn't that hard to come up with just a huge list. And so it really was a good year,
like
50
or 60. Yeah.
Really good. Very strong stuff. So another one I forgot to mention yesterday, Proto Martyr had a new record out. And
love
I really
that.
Liked that.
Right.
It got like no attention. So
it really didn't.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
It's one you should sit and listen to with like the room really dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
And very still. And, you know, make sure that the doors are locked.
That's right.
Okay. Let's tell people that if they call
612-440-1984
and they tell us about their favorite album of 2017 or albums or song or concert, really anything music related that was your favorite of 2017, leave a message. We'll put you on an upcoming show in January. We would love it if we got enough. We could just sort of fill the month
with these
calls.
Yeah, fantastic.
And then we'll also do something else for these people, right?
Yeah, we're going to send you something real special, folks, a mixtape.
A mixtape, right?
Side Jim, side Patrick.
That's right.
Play your favorite side.
You're not going to want the limited edition.
That's right.
Only available to people who follow those simple instructions. You call 612-440-1984. You leave a message about favorite album or songs of 2017.
Right.
We put it on the show. We send you the mixtape. It's just that simple.
We're essentially making as many tapes as we get calls.
Yes.
Yeah. And maybe one for you and one for me. But other than that, no more.
Maybe.
Then we're destroying the master.
And the tape, by the way, will be hand-delivered by a monkey.
That's
right. Did you know that?
Yeah. You can take the children, just don't take my monkey. Yeah,
that part's not true, but we will get you the tape. We'll find a way to get it to you, monkey not included. Okay, what are we going to play out with here on the Lee Baines?
Jim, let me tell you about this great album. There's at least three songs that end with exclamation points in their titles. So you
that's
can
how
tell
you know
the
it's
energy.
Good.
That's right. Man, there's great, you know, and there's another ballad. We heard kind of a ballad in Whitewash. We heard that. There's a Picture of a Man, which is an amazing, like anybody in Lynyrd Skynyrd would be really proud to have ever written that song. There's a song called I Can Change. There's a song called I Heard God. There's a song called Underneath the Sheets of White Noise that I think we played originally when Doug hipped us to this album.
I think
right?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. And of course, Sweet Disorder is like the big hit on this record. So you guys know it's great. Good Old Boy, Jim, is the song we're going to play out with. And it's a very sly statement on Southern masculinity and some of the things that might be wrong with our country at this time. This is a very political band. They're like the Minutemen, Jim. This is from Youth Detention by Lee Baines the Third and the Glory Fires.
You're trying to sell 5 copies of it like the Beta Band, right? Okay. All right. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You're going to hear Good Old Boy, and we'll talk to you next week.
youth detention? Did I mention it was called youth detention?
Youth detention? Did I mention it was called youth detention?
Youth detention? Did I mention it was called youth detention?